Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is, Hilltop Mother. Shut your mouth. What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh, well what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio.
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Whoa, close my drip up daily just so they can see.
Whoa, I see the link with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa,
and I'm back to my ways cause I'm fighting.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
All right, everybody. DJ Sean is back in the saddle. I feel good and I am home. I want to thank everybody for their prayers and keeping me in their prayers. And we're here. What's up,
yes,
Mr. Bushdale?
Yes.
Sean, how are you?
Hey, I'm back, brother.
I know, man. Let me be one of the first ones to welcome you back on the air, man. And I want you to know that God is good, man. He's brought you through some trying times, and it's good to have you back, Sean. It really is, man. Take it easy tonight. We're gonna cruise through it. I'm not gonna be able to stay on the whole show, Sean, because I have a early engagement in the morning. I have a new recording studio that I'm going down to check out tomorrow morning. So, but I'm going to stay on for a while. But it's good to have you back, my brother, and let's get it popping. Who's on? Is everybody on? Is Robin Lynn on?
Robin Lynn is
in
the house.
Hey, Robin Lynn,
here.
How are you, baby?
Colton.
Hi. It's
Colton.
I'm good.
Colton. How are you?
How y'all doing, everybody? Welcome back.
Good. That's Colton.
I'm really glad you're back.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. We got Monique Songbird is in the house.
Hi, everyone.
Monique. Hey, Monique, how are you? You know, hey, Sean, let me tell you something. It's an honor to have you back, but guess what? We got two of our artists on, your artists and my artists. We got Monique on, and we got Coda on. Hey.
Oh,
popping,
yeah.
That's hot, man. Yeah.
Big popping.
Yay.
Monique, this is your brother in arms. That's Coda. Coda, that's Monique.
Hi, Coda.
Coda, I'll let you hear her material. That's Monique, yeah. Okay.
We got Miss Jennifer Edwards is in the house.
Hey,
hey
y'all.
Hey.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
Hey.
You are back. I'm doing good. I'm here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Good to have you back.
Oh, yeah. We got Mr. Easy T is in the house.
What's good?
What's going on, T? How are you? I'm good, man.
I'm good, man.
Good to hear your voice, man. Hey, and man, you know what? I keep saying I'm going to call you, but I got a little busy. But I am going to call you, man, because I got some things I need to talk to you about, man, because I know you're doing that heavy distribution, man. I'm going to need you down the line for sure, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely,
okay.
Butch.
You know it.
Man, you know
how's
we get it done.
How's the artist doing down there in Baltimore?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Everything is good right now, man. We're really getting ready to get in full force, man. I'm getting ready to go down to a new recording studio in the morning. And that's a really, really nice studio. A friend of mine that I grew up with, man, he has a really nice studio. So I'm going down and check everything out. I'm going to start laying some stuff down in there because actually I'm getting ready to do a I'm going to do a song. I don't know if Gemini is on, but I'm going to do a song for Gemini, man. Herb Dow over there in the UK, that's with the group Loose Ends. Him and myself, we wrote a new song, man. It's a jamming song, man. It's like one of those bounce rock skate roll type songs. And I'm going to give it to Gemini, man. I'm going to give him something that's really hot, man, to get that dance floor in the clubs, you know. So, yeah. So, we're working, man. We try to get it together.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's what's needed.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Somebody need a creep.
Is that Devo?
Devo ain't on here yet. Somebody need to create me a song so I can get on in the studio, too.
I got
yeah,
it.
Y'all,
y'all find that shit funny, huh?
Sean, it's good to hear your voice, like, man. I hear you. Yeah. Just take it easy.
Yeah.
It's good, man. Really
we,
good.
We
yeah,
got
man.
Some other callers. We got a Virginia number, 540. Who's this?
Yep. Virginia number. Is that my sister, Benita? Is that Benita?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, this is Benita. This is Butcher's sister. Just want to welcome you back and hope that you are doing well and glad that you are doing well.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing good. I appreciate the prayers from everybody out there.
Okay.
And still continue
lots
throwing them at me.
From Fredericksburg, Virginia.
All right.
Thank you, Benita. So you remember my sister. She called on every show that we're on. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Benita.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sweetie. Okay.
We also have a Wisconsin number.
Wow.
715. Who are we talking to?
Oh, yeah, you should.
Who?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Who are we talking to? 715? Wisconsin? Hello?
I heard her at first, but then she got cut off, I think. I'm not sure. She's still on?
So sorry, wrong number.
So sorry.
Challenge 2, order puffer, right?
No.
Right. Number one, tacos, rice, and beans. Number two, beans, rice, and tacos.
All right, well,
yeah.
Today I want to tell if you're calling in, just hit one on your keypad and I'll get you over in the queue. And we'll get you on. And we got DJ GQ. What up, man?
What's up? How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing good, man. Appreciate
you
calling in, brother. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, man.
GQ, what's up, brother?
All right,
yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
It's glad to be back, man. I was in the damn hospital going crazy, man. I couldn't get on here like I wanted to in the beginning. But I'm here now, damn.
Sean wanted to get on from the hospital bed. Don't let him fool you.
Damn right.
He had the show scheduled. From his, as soon as he rolled over and could take a what?
Hell,
you know
hell yeah.
Schedule the show. Okay. Yes, Bob. Give him whatever he wants.
That's right.
But if he'd have had a mic in that hospital bed, it'd been a wrap.
Hey, damn right.
Yeah, I know.
I'd have had a time to stop from getting on that mic.
He still called me from the hospital. And said, oh, Doc, doing your interview. I'm like, what?
I had a microphone, IV in me. The IV in me and the damn oxygen. On. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, Sean, did you get the big German nurse I sent to your room to give you a sponge bath?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't get my boy up here to give me no sponge bath.
She even got between my toes.
All right.
Yeah. So that was fun. Yeah, but At this time, y'all, you know, we got to put DMX in our prayers. He's having a tough time up there in White Plains at the hospital, man. It's sad that this, you know, that this dude's demons is still following him. But we got to pray for him like everybody pray for everybody else. So keep praying,
yeah, yeah,
family.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I pray for DMX, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, Sean, sometimes, man, let me tell you, demons, man, they follow us, man, and they leave us, and then they come back to us. So, you know, it's an ongoing battle, man, when it comes to that drug thing and whatever else that may haunt you in your life. So, you know, big prayers out to DMX and his family, and, man, I hope that he pulls through and, learn some from this experience, man, and hopefully put it in the back of him now. But big ups to him, man. I'm praying for him every day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then the day I found out the Kango kid from UTFO, he's fighting cancer. So we put him in his prayers, too.
Wow, yeah, man. Yeah, that's something, man, I tell you. One day at a time, yeah.
One day at a time. So somebody went back to Missouri and got some new music done. So Monique, tell us about your day.
It was awesome. It was kind of stressful for me because for those who don't know, I had COVID really bad. So that was I literally went straight to the studio and hadn't sung for like over a month. So I was kind of scared at first, but we went in. I did another single called Make Room with the same producer that did Mr. Tin Man. And I don't know, me and Sean been arguing. I'm like, I like it better than Mr. Tin Man. He's like, no. But it's awesome, and I'm excited for everybody to hear it.
But Monique, let me tell you something. Let me tell you. As soon as you sent me that track, let me tell you, you might have been nervous, but you didn't sound like it on the track, baby. You did a fantastic job, and I love that producer that you got over there. He's a talented guy. Not only is he a great producer, but he's a great musician too. I love him. Good combination with you two. Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great job.
Oh yeah. And Coda, you had some new music yourself, right?
Yeah, I've been working on a couple of tracks.
Okay.
You know, I've definitely got a couple of things I want to share soon. So, you know, I definitely want to talk to Butch and everyone about that. You know, I got a lot of stuff that I have, you know, made in the studio. So I'm ready to share what I got.
Yeah, Cole, it's good timing. It's good timing. Who is this? Hey, Cole. No, on the real, and this is good timing because I got a new studio that I'm getting ready to go check out. You know you coming down. There ain't no doubt about that. I got to get you in there because this guy got a fantastic studio. Yeah, man. So we're gonna lay some real nice tracks in there. Yeah, for sure.
We got a 301 number in the house. Let me get you over.
Maryland.
We got Maryland.
With me.
301. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Who are we talking to?
This is Lala. This is Butch Dale's cousin and Dakota's mom.
Hey,
okay.
Lala, how are you? Hey, Sean, that's Dakota's mother there. That's my cousin.
Hi,
okay.
Welcome.
Hey, Lala.
Hello, Doc. Hello.
Yeah, Sean,
hello,
she knows everything.
Sean.
She, yeah, Sean, she knows everything about you. You just haven't had a chance to talk to her yet, but there she is. That's my first cousin there. That's my baby there, Talana.
Yes, I am a fan. I am truly a fan.
Appreciate
and
it. Thank
you.
You
guys all the time. Yes.
Yeah, you listen to us cutting up and crazy,
yes,
easy tea at crazy and everything.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And just so proud of everyone. Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you. I'm trying to get them to make me a song, but nobody won't write me a song.
Sean, you know, now, come on. Now, you know we're going to do you a song before it's over if you really want it done. You know that.
I've been telling everybody for years I can rap. I just don't know the words.
You don't know the words, Robin. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We got another 310. Welcome to the show. Who are we talking to?
Well, that might be Ronnie Martin.
Oh, that's
Ronnie Martin.
Hey!
California!
Oh,
hey,
yeah, California
you?
Love.
Hey, that's right.
Hi, honey. Welcome
How are
back.
You? Thank you.
Man.
I'm just saying, welcome,
Sean. I appreciate it. You calling in, Miss Martin.
Yeah. I'm so glad I was invited to this party. I'm like, hey, I felt special.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ronnie, you know you always invite to the party, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't run you away. That's my bed right there.
That's right.
You
just hold on. You still waiting
for that bed from California.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You got that. That's going to happen.
She'll write your song, Sean. She'll write your song.
Yeah.
She writes for Gladys Knight and everybody. She can write you a song, okay?
Monique has Mr. Tin Man. I'm going to do Miss Linus.
What'd you say, Ronnie?
Come on, you guys. Go ahead. I'm listening to the party. It's a Monday. Hey, I never party on a Monday.
Yeah, we got a Dallas number.
Texas
is in the
number.
House.
Who that is.
469. Welcome to the show. Who are we talking to? Oh, I guess they didn't want to say anything. They hung up.
Hold on. If this is a Dallas number, is this Barbara Thomas?
No, they hung up.
They hung up?
Yeah.
Oh, they did? Okay. No,
they called back. Hold on.
Welcome to
the show. 469.
Yes, hi, Sean. I'm sorry. I was disconnected from you. I'm glad to hear you're okay.
Yes,
Butch's friend from Dallas, yes.
All right, Dallas Cowboys in the house.
No, yeah. I'm a Ravens fan. I'm from Maryland.
I'll get rid
of it.
Live out here.
Dallas by way of Baltimore.
Yeah, is that something? Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes, sir.
I want to tell a little story real quick since we got time.
All right. Go ahead. We got plenty of time.
Barbara, I'm not going to put you on the spot. We're not going to ask you any questions now, but I have to say this. Let me tell you about how I met Barbara Thomas. I was on Facebook. She reached out to me. She texted me. And she's from the same state I'm from. She's from Maryland. She's from Baltimore. So when I went on her page and I looked at her page, I was, like, really impressed, man. I mean, her page touched my heart, man. Let me tell you, man, what she do. She has a company called Angels in the Kitchen. And this young lady has fed 5,000-plus homeless people on her own merits, man, from her own money, from her own energy, from her own kitchen, just from her heart, man. And that, you know, I felt something in my heart, man, when I saw that. So we've been talking ever since, man. I was going to talk to you about this, Sean. I was like, you know, on one of the shows that we do, I just want to bring her on just for a quick minute. You know, let the world know who she is and the great things that she's doing for humanity, man. Because that right there, I mean, that's something that, you know, I know how you feel about it, Sean. I know you'd be down with that. And I want to bring her on to one of the shows, man, just to spot her for a minute and maybe see if we can maybe if she can get some sort of sponsorship or something from down in the Dallas area or from wherever, man. Because she fed 5,000-plus people, man, on her own merch, Sean. That right there, man. You know, I look at TV all the time, man. I see on, like, Yeah, it's commendable. And I look at TV all the time, and I see on CNN they be talking about how they be awarding, you know, the heroes of the week or the heroes of the month or whatever. And to me,
right.
man, she's a true hero. Barbara, just keep doing what you're doing, baby girl, and big ups to you. I mean, what you're doing for humanity is great.
I'm not used to all that, but I like to be behind the scenes. But
I know.
Yeah,
I
it's
know.
One person at any given time. It's not a
okay.
all 5,000
right,
at one time.
But we'll talk another time about it, Barbara. But Sean, I know you're down with bringing her on the show.
Oh, yeah. Barbara, you a Thomas?
Yes, sir, I am. Why, you related to me?
Might be. If you're from Maryland, I might be related to you.
Yeah, I was initially came out of New Jersey and grew up in Baltimore.
Okay, yeah, I got some Thomases and they got some Thomas relatives in the DMV. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
great.
Okay. Sounds like they might be local friends and family.
That's Bruce Thomas.
Yeah,
Barbara,
you're doing good.
I appreciate
Barbara, thank you for coming on. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I had to let the world know the great things that you're doing I'm truly proud of you.
Important.
What you're doing is very commendable, and I'm sure everybody on this show will say the same thing because you know whenever
you
do something for humanity, let me tell you something.
Oh,
that's really where it's at. We need more people
God
to do
bless
that.
You.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so
right.
much, and he is. Thank you, and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
You get, you know, he really looked out for you, huh?
Yes, man. Just got me
you know,
walking.
Won't he do it, Sean? Won't he do it?
He sure did.
Oh, yeah. Got me walking after 2 days.
Have a blessed night.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara, for calling in.
All
right. All
right. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, he does it. I mean, he had me walking after 2 days after a stroke. 2 days I was walking.
Yeah, ain't that something, man? That's a blessing, man. It really is, man. You were blessed, man. You really were. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
That's great, man.
Really great.
Friday before I left rehab, I was walking without the cane.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, I saw you. I saw one of the videos you put on. Yeah, that was great, man. That was great. Yeah. Just take your time, man, because you know it is one day at a time with you. Just take your time, man. Don't rush anything. That way you can get back to the best strength that you can get, man. Just take your time.
Oh, yeah.
It's no hurry. You know what I mean? It's no hurry, man. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Everything is still here. You know what I mean? And everybody is in your corner, man. Everybody, man. Vinny Bird told me to send her love to you. She's under the weather. She took that, vaccine shot, and she's truly under the weather right now. But she told me to send her love to you, and she will be reaching out to you later. She didn't even know that what happened to you. Yeah.
I feel good when I got Ronnie and Vinny's love. I feel like a new man.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to give you five on that. What is it? We're going to raise you five. Yes, right. Yes,
right.
Y'all got a good hand over here. Yeah, that's right. You got it.
So,
right.
How's the weather out there? How's the weather out there in Cali?
Oh, it was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful week. Yesterday was amazing. It was just amazing.
It was? Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, so.
Good.
But anyhow, Sean, I will talk to you sooner than later. I have your address, so I will be, you won't get the bed in the mail, but you'll get something.
Okay.
Hey, Ronnie, love you, baby. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, baby. You guys have a good one.
All right, sweetie.
Thank
you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right.
T, one of your clients got a album dropping soon, right?
Got one dropping on Friday.
Singapore
King's album is dropping on Friday. It's a crazy album. It's like a combination of reggae and hip hop, and it's dope.
All right.
I gave it to you first. I gave you two of the singles. It's about I ain't sending them to nobody but you first.
All right.
You got them first.
We're gonna try to get him on Monday to drop some of his music. And then, Monique, we're going to drop your new song on Monday as well, too. If that's okay with you.
I can't wait for it. I can't wait for everybody to hear Monique, because she laid that track down. I love it. Yeah, beautiful track. Really nice.
And then
look here. And then we got something new on Coda. I want you to drop on Monday too. So yeah, new song. We're gonna drop down on Coda too. Yeah, so that'd be good. So everybody got something new coming. That's good.
Yeah, Jennifer, hey, Sean, we got new music from you too, right?
Me and T is the same.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So that she dropped is coming from both.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. See, that's why I want to go ahead and get my song going so y'all can drop mine.
I know I can get one now,
dude.
Yeah,
man. I'm going to drop my own song, my own show. Play it 500 times.
Look, Ray came out the hospital thinking he an artist now. Look, Lord.
Yeah, that's
all right. I'm going to have Monique singing the hook.
Hey, Monique, now you know, between you and me, you know we can find something for Sean to do on one of them records now. Come on. You know we know how to fit them in there.
Yeah, we really can.
Oh, we can get them on one of the records now. Yeah, you know we can do it. Yeah.
Still on the joint.
No, back in the day, I used to beatbox real good. Yeah. Maybe I can bring that back. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be on the album, but can I get on the album cover?
There we go.
I want to outdo Butch and Vaughn's album cover. I want to have some more legs.
With the legs, oh man, let me tell you, hey, that was kind of unique. I kind of like that. Yeah, that was cool. I had fun. Yeah, I enjoyed that album. That album shoot. Yeah.
Shit, I would have had you.
Well,
I
don't know. You say you would have
had
Yeah.
We got DJ Devo in the house. Sorry.
Hey, Sean,
sorry,
you know, RIP Devon Mason. I don't know if you all saw on my page. I posted 2 days ago. It's been 1 year since he passed.
Oh, wow.
2 days ago. So RIP Devon. Miss you, brother. And, always think about you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What's
up, DJ Devo?
Devo, hey,
man,
Devo.
I can't call. How everybody doing? Good to
what's
hear
that?
Your voice, bro.
What's good, Devo?
Oh, man. What's good, fam? Sean back on the air with his Superman shirt on. I knew you was Superman. I knew it. Like Superman.
Yeah, man. I tried to do it. Everybody doing good, man.
Great, man. How you doing, Devo?
Man, I'm good. I feel like breakdancing. My brother's all right.
Hey, Devo, matter of fact, where you at? You in Delaware?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you Sunday. I'll be up there. I'll be in Delaware.
Okay. Yeah, give me a call. I'll be off work Monday, too.
You will. Good. I'm gonna call you. Maybe you can come over and we can meet up. Okay.
All right.
You gonna be in Dover?
You know where I'm gonna be. You know where I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be in Dover Downs. Hey, Devo, you ain't far from Dover Downs, are you?
Nah, like 45 minutes.
Okay, I'm gonna be in Dover Downs. Okay, Charles, you told everybody. I didn't want to tell everybody where I was going, but okay, yeah, I'm gonna be in Dover Downs.
You mess around with the one-armed bandits, man.
You know that.
Yeah, right.
Charles, let the cat out of the bag. Okay. Yeah,
man, I can't do it, bro. I swear, I can't do it. I get up in there, bed and lose 5 hours in one of the machines, fucking around and drop.
Because he said Delaware already do it.
Hey, so you knew where I was going, huh, Sean?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, guy, you know me. Yeah, that's my habit. Yeah.
All right,
I think
we got
better though.
Yeah, Harrington got good damn food too.
I think the machines more people hit the machines in Harrington than in Dover.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
In Harrington, that was what they used to call Midway.
Yeah.
I've been to Delaware, Midway, Dover Downs. And when y'all make another one, call me. Let me know. I'll be there, too.
He knows by the official and the unofficial name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get around. Hey, I get around.
He got the VIP pass.
Maybe.
One of them little plastic
he got the regional pass.
Hell, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we got another caller from Indiana. Welcome to the show. Who are we talking to?
Hi, everybody. My name is Jahala. I'm calling from Osceola, Indiana.
Wow.
Hello.
How you
doing?
Hey,
babe. How you
nice
doing?
Hi, Jahala. Hi. Hey, boo. I just called in to say congratulations on your album dropping. Thank you. Congratulations as well.
Calling for you,
Monique. She has a rental company, so she did all of my throne chairs and stuff for my birthday ball.
Okay.
Oh, great.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Again, congratulations, Monique. Thank you.
Thanks
I'll talk to you guys. Not a problem.
All right. Well, let's get into a quick song, and we'll be right back on the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all.
A heart is not measured by how much you love, but how much you are loved by others.
You can play high like you don't like it, baby. You can play tough, I'm still gonna love you, baby. I know in your past you never put enough effort, but baby, that changes for me. I'ma love you, take care of your heart, and I'ma kiss you. Gonna love you right, and I'ma hold you.
you guys. That was the latest from Monique Songbird. That's my favorite, Mr. Tin Man. That's right.
Wow.
On the Hillside Radio Show. Yes, sir.
Sean, I got to say this. Monique, let me tell you something. I love that record. You know, it's artists like you and Coda that inspire me. You know, and I'm an old vet in the game, okay? But you all inspire me to keep going. When I hear your voice and I hear that melody and I hear that music, I mean, it makes me want to be on that track. You all are keeping me young. You're keeping me young, and you're keeping my inspiration up real high. And baby girl, I love that racket, okay? Just keep doing what you're doing, because believe me, I promise you, Sean and myself, we're going to try to take you where you need to go. Believe me, you and Cola.
Thank
so
you.
Just keep doing it, baby. I love it. Yeah, I had to say that to you. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, it needs to be on a soundtrack on a movie.
Yeah, at least somewhere.
That song
yeah.
is good. Monique, keep doing what you're doing. That song is real good.
Yeah,
thank
really.
You.
Yeah.
That song is good.
Yeah, I echo that sentiment. That track is
hot.
I like it.
Yeah. It needs to be on a soundtrack of a love story.
Yeah, man.
A love movie starting.
You know,
DJ
my next question
is
going to be, how are you putting it out?
There you go, T.
Oh, we getting ready to talk to you, T. I'm back now.
Yeah.
Damn it.
yeah. That's why, T. I said we got. I already said that we need to talk to you. You ain't got to worry about that, because I know what you're doing. Shonda told me, and I see what you do. Yeah, we need to talk to you because, hey, man, with artists like Monique, man, and Coda, and the artists that you had, come on, man, all them artists. I know you pushing yours, man, and we sure could use the help with you. Helping ours out, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Shout out to Beast Squad.
Yeah,
we're pushing them. We got
a nice
little list going in.
And there we go.
Shout out Street Legal Entertainment.
I'm going to tell you like this. Licensing and Sync will be streaming any day of the week.
That's right.
Right.
Hey, killing it over there in the UK. Japan's rocking with it now. So they're doing their thing. All right, want to welcome, I think this is Mr. Uncle Gemini. What's up, man?
Whoa.
No, this is Lady Jacqueline.
Oh, this is Lady J.
Hey, Lady J, how are you?
I'm good. This was you and on the phone when they're talking to you, like you on the line. No, he by me, but it's me. I called him.
Hey,
all right.
I gotta tell you this, Lady J. I love the new song, baby. This is for sale. I love the new song. You see, I got it on my page, so you know I'm gonna keep you out there as long as far as I can get you. Yeah, I love the song. Great work.
Thank you.
And where my man Gemini? You tell him don't be hiding behind
right
the
here.
Scenes.
Hold on.
Don't be hiding.
Yo, what's up, y'all?
Gemini,
what's up?
Gemini.
Mr. Southern Soul of the Year.
I'm happy to hear from y'all, but I'm also disappointed. I'm disappointed because my boy needed to get his rest. I feel like he didn't need to come back for 8 months, but we know he's not.
I know, right.
You know that. You better stop cussing me, man. 8 months.
I'm just saying. And I know, and Vito on the floor.
And Robin.
Oh, boy. Y'all know better.
I know, yeah. But you know what? Hey, Gemini, this is Bush Dale. We're taking it easy tonight, so don't worry. You know you can't
Sean
stop Sean. Sean wants to come
Sean's
on. And it's
do.
Good to hear his
That's
voice. You
know?
It really is good to hear his voice. God's been good to him. Yeah.
And I understand that. And I know Robin on here, right? And I know Doc on here, right?
No,
yeah,
Doc ain't on here tonight.
Doc's not on tonight. No, she's not on tonight.
Okay, so Robin, Debo, Butch, we going to have our own personal meeting.
Okay, and you know it. You know that, yeah.
Because you know I love my family. Like, when I get off this phone, I'm going to get old Jackie. Because Sean needed the rest, because y'all know he don't listen. So
you damn right. You know I'm hard-headed than a mother.
I said it. I told him he needed the rest.
didn't I, Sean?
Yeah,
I can't tell you how many times
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, but he's still on this line. So you know what?
Oh,
I'm gonna give it to Jackie because I'm emotional when it comes to my brother.
Monique got on me too. She said I should have had rest, but
yeah.
I had to get back on the. I had to get back in the saddle, man, so everybody around the world can hear my voice again.
Yeah,
I understand.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah,
just take it easy. Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
You know the
routine. When you're not doing anything, you feel stagnant, and then
yeah.
that makes you feel old.
I felt naked.
You feel active
without,
when you're doing what you have to do.
I felt naked without being on this show, like butt-ass
yeah.
naked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I need the kneecaps. Don't talk about being naked, please.
Yeah. See, this is wrong with the world today. We try to get out of this racial profile and stuff. Still, y'all gonna leave my light skinness alone, damn it.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah, put a record book.
Hey, Sean.
Boy, I miss you too. I ain't talked to you in 2 or 3 weeks. I miss you too, dog.
Robin.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
We love
Sean,
you.
I'm gonna have to sign off, man. But look here.
All right.
You take it easy. You take it easy. And you know I'm going to be talking to you in the AM. And to love you, my brother. You know that. And
love
I'll talk
you
to you
bro.
Tomorrow. And,
yes,
and everybody on the show, peace to everybody. Good hearing everybody's voice. Gemini, I'll be talking to you soon. I don't know if you heard, but you know I'm getting ready to go in the studio and lay your track down.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Jackie Dunn.
And you know that. I'll talk to you soon. And T, talk to you. Robin Lynn. Jennifer, everybody.
Yeah.
Peace, everybody.
All right.
Sean, talk to you in the
I love
AM.
You.
All right.
All right.
Love you, too.
Have
all right.
Fun.
Peace.
Do
all right, Sean.
Face,
take it
man.
Easy now. All right.
Sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Mr. Butch Dale in the house, y'all, here on the hilltop. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody for calling in and prayers and still continuing the prayers because God heals in mysterious ways. Again,
yeah.
after my stroke, I was up in 2 days walking, was able to walk. And now I'm walking
right.
Friday I was walking without a cane or any help. So I'm still
yeah.
working. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got
yeah.
my left hand is working. My fingers is working. I finally got the middle finger up, so that's all I was waiting for. To get the middle finger up. Yeah.
I'm so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you put me out of the hospital, and I ain't forgot it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was throwing it up in the hospital. Yeah. But one thing I had to tell people, man, seriously, men, guys got to start going to the doctors, getting your physical, getting your body checked. Because high blood pressure and high cholesterol, man, that ain't no joke. Real talk. I take 7 pills every day until I'm able to wing off of them. Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, so 1 in the morning I take 2 different type of blood pressure medicine, and one of them I take 3 times a day. Yeah.
I'm
so.
Guilty for not taking mine.
Take it, man.
You better take it.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, Sean, you helped Gemini because he started slacking on his, but after you, that happened to you, he's been taking his pill every day. I don't have to remind him.
That's right, because I had a normal day. March the 2nd, I was coming home from work, and I felt the tingling coming down my leg. And I was able, grace of God, he let me drive and make it home and park the car in the driveway. Yep.
Wow.
And he just scared the shit out of me because I get tingles in my leg all the time.
Yeah, man.
So I'd like to add something, too, about taking your meds.
same thing for, you know, if you got mental illness or anxiety, you know, if you've been prescribed meds, your meds every day. No, you can't handle it. Okay? No, you can't. So I just wanted to add that in there too. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was this is my second stroke. The first one I had, they gave me the medicine and I came out of it with a snap of a finger. And the second one kind of got me down. I was down on myself in the beginning. I was depressed because, you know, I was looking at my left side, not be able to move and work it like I'm supposed to. But now I'm coping with it. I'm dealing with it. And God's helped me go through it. And good people like my sister. You know, shout outs to my sister. She moved all the way from Maryland down here just to help me. So I love her to death.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. She moved down here just to be with me and help me. Yeah.
So she won't do it.
Yeah. And shout out to Debo for contacting her because she didn't even have no clue that I had went through a stroke. But yeah, you gotta change. I gotta change my diet, my habits, and not get stressed.
That goes to boss lady, sister Jackie, and brother Gemini, because they called me. Well, she called me and asked me, did I know how to get in contact with anyone? Because I didn't know. His sister, I think I searched around, and it was actually Wiz that told me who she was, you know. So he helped me find her and contacted her, and that was the how it went. And I'm appreciative for Jackie and Gemini doing
you.
That. So she was able to know.
Yeah,
yeah.
But thank you too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. All right, y'all. We're going to go into another one of my favorite songs. We'll be right back here on the hilltop.
Boy, I just close my eyes and then you are.
She was singing to me.
You have these perfect ways to get to me.
So to be on the
in the shower when I'm by myself. All the things you always say to me.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Oh. I coming home.
The shower scene. Shit. I wish I was just...
Get in and get your blood pressure back up.
That's right. I wish I was the water coming out of the spigot. On that
hey,
video.
Man, I wonder who shot the video.
That's a
her
nice
very
song.
Close friend.
Yeah. How's that song doing, Jennifer and...
It's actually doing pretty good.
It's doing very well.
She was just in Vegas, right?
Yeah. I think she's still out there.
Oh, okay. See, you guys be like, damn, DJ Sean was in the hospital. Yeah, I know everything that was going on. Damn it. That's right.
Yeah, she's out there in Vegas doing this to a few shows out there, like a meet and greet and something else in one of the casinos.
And then next Monday, we also dropping Miss Lady J's newest song. Lady J, you want to talk about your new song?
Well, all I have to say is that Monday, you don't want to miss DJ Sean and the Hilltop family, because they're going to bring on that pure satisfaction.
Word.
See, that needed to be a radio drop right there.
Yep. That's right.
It was.
Oh, yeah, that was. All right, now. You want to have Gemini's blood pressure going up. That's right.
The song says they're going to be dropping it on Monday, right? Mm-hmm. So I did a drop. This shit for.
Yeah.
Y'all some nuts.
Gemini, how's Jody doing?
I'm not paying you no attention, bro, because I always expect to talk to you every 8 months.
Oh, man, don't be mad. Cause something
you'll
about her
right.
voice
you'll
just makes
right.
me want to get bucked up naked and jump out the cake.
To go up.
Man, y'all don't understand, man. He scared the shit out of me and Devo. He really don't know.
Yeah, you did. He was like a little brother then, something that happened to his brother, and he was around here. He got to find out that. So we called Devo to see if he had know the your family members a number and everything.
It's always good that somebody in the crew got an emergency contact for somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, they had to been an emergency contact for me. I had to grab my own damn chest. What you say?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, oh, Fox and Newport.
Right. I've been with Debo since I was that same way. It scared the shit out of me. You know I don't curse this much, Jerry. Big man, Sean, scared me.
She good tonight. Because wow. when it first happened, Sean, Lord, she was a nervous wreck.
Yeah, that's my brother. I ain't mean to scare nobody. Shit, I was scared my damn self.
I knew you was.
Shit.
I knew you was. But what I did, I got to praying and calling you heal in the name of Jesus. And, you know, because that's nothing to play with.
Oh, no. No. But the rehab, them girls, them white girls in rehab, boy, they work my ass. I tell you that to get to where I'm at today, y'all. And one thing
Amen.
I started doing when I said, okay, I'm not going to allow them to come in and give me speech therapy. So what I was doing while I was laying in the bed, I was like, I was on the radio, talking like I was on radio. I was like, welcome to the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all. I'm DJ Sean. And now you're listening to, then I would say a different artist every time I would do that every day. I was doing it every day when I was laying in the bed. And then when
That's
it came.
That's why it sounded like you ain't been going nowhere. It seemed like you was here all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then when the lady came in and said, oh, we don't need it. You don't need no speech therapy. I said, I know I don't because I did it my damn self. Nobody teaching me
that
hey, ain't nobody going to be coming in my room talking about green eggs and ham, Sam, I am. Hell with that.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious motherfucking dosage.
That's right. That's right.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you are all right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank
so this
you,
is one
thank
of the,
you,
this
thank
is,
you.
Oh yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be on the back on the radio, even though a lot of y'all said I shouldn't came on as quick as I did, but I had to. It was just this is all I was thinking about. Honestly, this is all I was thinking about was my radio show, and getting good and coming back and doing what I love to do. So it was hurting me too. Yeah. But now I feel good. I do feel good. And this is one of the hottest selling soul songs right now. That is a lot of people is really getting into it. And this is one of Debo's, his homeboy, Jody. Debo had a chance.
Man, you ain't see him. He was right in the room next to you.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was somebody, all wrapped up and looking like a mummy.
Yeah, that was
but,
Jody.
Yeah. Debo heard this song. He had to go to a supervisor and change his schedule. Now he's working on the day shift. We'll be right back, yo.
I be sticking and moving, sticking and moving, sticking and moving. I be sticking and moving, sticking and moving, sticking and moving. Jody,
Jody,
got your girl. Why you working that night shift? Hey, why you slinging that chain around? He got it slowly going down. Why you working that night? One and one is two, two and one is three. You better watch.
watching me. Whoa, daddy long.
Sticking and moving, moving and sticking. Right. Oh yeah. You guys seen Little Nas? Anybody seen Little Nas's new video?
Oh, man, something wrong with that dude, man.
The elephant in the room.
What's your opinion on that, Devo?
At first, I just thought it was like he just doing something for publicity, just a stunt, you know what I mean? But then the more I thought about it, who does that? Dude is really jacked up, man.
What about you, Coda? You seen the video?
I'm going to be honest. I seen a couple clips of it. I seen him flying on a pole and doing some other stuff, so it made me not want to watch it.
What about you, Anique?
Yeah.
Monique, what about you? You see it?
I was disturbed. It made my skin crawl. I was so disturbed.
Wow. Jennifer, you want to add a comment?
Which video?
Little
Nas.
You
know what we're talking about.
What, Little Nas?
Call my name, Matador or something like
that. That is the most disgusting video I've ever seen in my life.
I call him Little Nasty
Bastard. But you
Bastard.
Know what?
I call that the little boy New Hill.
Oh, you saw it, Gemini?
Man, I didn't know to throw the... Man, what's wrong with that child?
The graphics on that is hot as but the video is disgusting.
Yeah.
Who gave him the idea that that would actually work?
Listen,
you know
who
gave the idea.
Two views on that?
Yeah, I know.
The last time I checked, it was like, what, 55,000?
Yeah,
million.
Yeah.
55 million. Yeah, the last time we checked.
Oh, yeah.
What is it now?
I don't even know. That was four or five days ago.
Yeah,
that was
4 or 5 days ago.
Well, if it's demonic, I don't
want to
see it.
Yes,
I haven't seen the video, so I don't know.
Well, he has a lot of supporters, though. I mean, you know.
Yes,
but
he has the
church folks after him about it. He has Nike suing his ass.
What is demonic or something?
Well, yeah, them shoes. Yeah, very.
You know what it is, though.
Demonic and gay.
It's the shock value. That's number
demonic,
one.
Gay,
it's just way deeper than that. But the shock value.
Well, he might be that. So.
Because
he got
all the news stations. I mean, like it or not, he's got everybody. His name in everybody's mouth.
Yeah, and plus,
you know, for good or bad.
Oh,
but
yeah, you know, the one part in there where he's grinding on the devil while the devil's sitting.
Giving him a lap dance.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah. And if you
see,
listen,
you know,
to the lyrics,
Drake will tell you what he was doing, what he wanted to do to the DJ.
What is they doing to
the shoes, the shoes are called Satan 666, and they actually have human blood in the heels.
We were doing some research, me and Jennifer, and we he got that. Who helped them with that again, Jennifer?
It was collabed with that other rapper. He came out with that 2 years ago.
It's Mischief. MC.
Yeah, Mischief. Yeah.
That's what it was,
yeah. Yeah, Mischief. Yeah. Helped him with that whole concept.
Well, whether he's joking or not, whether he's joking or not, even if it is a joke that he's, it's a sick joke, and not only that, for those that are of the spiritual nature, Christian, so forth and so on, it's just a fulfillment of a prophecy. That's all that is.
And if you remember a few years ago, Nike did a sneaker called the Jesus shoe. That was like white on white, supposed to have holy water in the sole.
Well, the crazy thing about it is that Nike didn't do these shoes. They said they Nike.
Yeah, I know.
Nike is actually cool.
What they did was they bought 666 pair of the Nike shoes and then tricked them out. And left the design, left the Nike emblem on the sneaker, and then added the 66. It's very demented. They were in bankruptcy this morning. Her dog let her. But like you said, fulfillment of prophecy.
Yeah, man, you know how it goes. Says what it say. What good does it? What does it do for a man to gain the world but lose his soul and return?
I'm telling.
Well, that's all. You know, that's all proof because the labels let them get away with it. And it wasn't even a point of them getting away with it. You got to remember who's running the industry. You know, a friend of mine, an ex-friend of mine once told me, he said, you know why the independent artists and black men don't get that kind of money? Or why we're still broke and all these no-talent artists are getting money? Because we're not willing to take one up the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk.
That's right.
We're not going to sacrifice our souls and what we believe in for this music shit. That's why I encourage everybody, yo, stay independent, because once you sign on that dotted line, you are signing your life away. You're signing 360 deals and 50-50 deals and all that craziness. No.
Another
man was supposed to be famous. But, you know, it's much deeper. It's much deeper than just that video. I mean, everybody's got their conspiracy theories or whatever else. Like I tell people, the Illuminati is real. Don't even sleep on it.
Yes,
that.
Okay, all right.
That's definitely real.
Yeah, they've been messing. Remember, Debo, I told you about that? They hit me up.
I'm gonna be straight across the board when we're speaking about that. See, what we are talking about as Illuminati is not the Illuminati as we're talking about it, because the Bavarian Illuminati, which was found by Adam Weishaupt, actually went underground. This is something different, and Wild says something different, because if these were people of that caliber, you would never know who the fuck they was.
Exactly.
So
you still, I mean, in all actuality, you still
behind people. Yeah, it's people behind people, but we just don't know who those hidden hands are. Yeah, the industry is controlled by forces, so to speak. You go back to listen to certain rappers like Eminem, and Nicki Minaj, Beyonce. Why does all these singers and rappers, they go into what they call an alter ego state? You know, they go into what they call their alter ego, and this is where they make their creative juices come from. it's right. forces that we just don't see. And when we're dealing with music, you got to keep in mind, I don't want to get religious or nothing like that, but we got to keep in mind, before Satan fell, he was Lucifer. And in heaven, what was he? Was the minister of music. So it would be fitting that we're dealing with something with music frequencies, rhythms, and vibrations. They can control you.
Of course.
I'll leave that alone.
No, right. I'm so glad that you are breaking it down. That's what I love, Debo.
That's why the 10:18 is on the sneakers. If you look at the Bible verse.
Yeah. What was it? Luke. I think Luke, when he was talking about Satan falling from heaven.
Yep.
You know, the angels cast out from heaven. So if he was a minister of music, before he was Satan, he was Lucifer and was the right hand of the Creator, and he was casted out and casted down. So here we are right now dealing with rhythms, vibrations, and things of that nature. You know, think about it. It all this plays a big part into the composition of man's makeup. Now, when we're dealing with vibrations, just think about it, your heart. When your heart beats, it beats to a rhythm. And then when you go to the doctor and that rhythm is out of whack, they say that you got an irregular heartbeat. If that makes any sense. Your body functions off of a rhythm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
A lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's Lucifer. Because Lucifer was the favorite one in heaven. And how he compared it with rhythm and beats. You know, Lucifer, the definition means light bearer or light bringer. So as a musician, you're bringing the rhythm. You're bringing that light. You know, I just thought I had that.
So you're talking about your pituitary gland. That's what you're actually talking about, the pituitary gland.
Yep, that's right.
Plus, we understand what the chakras is in your bodies, in our bodies, or the Kabbalistic tree of life that we make up.
And the pineal gland, too.
Vortex.
Yep.
Vortex and pressure points and pineal glands and epididymis, these different things, all these are focal points for energy.
Come on, Debo.
Yeah.
Thank you, Debo. Thank you so much.
We're going to have to get Debo to start doing a webinar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking shit down.
This stuff is real, man. It's real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I brought it up.
Somebody the other day, I said, if you believe...
I got a TV up loud or something, you guys. I got a TV up loud in the background. Yeah.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying, I said, he said, yo, don't come. Stop. Why don't you stop with all that evil shit? I said, let me tell you something. I said, if you believe in God, you have to believe that there's also an alternate force that repels against it. So who to say what exists and what doesn't exist? I said, people are so close-minded that they have no faith. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sell my soul for this shit. I love music. I love hip-hop, I love R&B, I love all types of music. But when I listen to music, I break down the lyrics. I listen to the lyrics. It's not just about the beat. So when you listen to the lyrics, you can pretty much tell what a person is about. And that's the big thing with the industry right now is to make everyone passive, to be able to control how we eat, how we live, how we eat, how we do everything. That's why they throw a lot of dumb shit in commercials to pretty much brainwash kids from our early stages. I mean, just to go off on a far point, look how quick you see kids now, 2 or 3 years old. They can't talk, but they could damn sure point out a McDonald's french fry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all. I'm not going to say it's far beyond just brainwashing.
Right.
Look at all the violence. Look at all the violence and everything that's perpetuated right now. That's why when somebody comes to me with music that's all about guns, violence, drugs, and ass,
I kind of shy away from it. There's nothing I could do with that because it's not making any sense. Why are you perpetuating something so negative? When, I mean, everybody's a product of their environment. But I've lived in some of the most dangerous hoods in the country. And they're not all bad. You know what I mean? It's the media. It's everything that's forced upon us right now. And it's a sign of the times.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say we have to live on it. It's like the Hilltop Radio Show and everybody that's come together on that. It's pretty much more than like-minded. So we're all moving in the same direction. We're moving forward. We're not dealing with negativity. We're not dealing with the bullshit. So we have to go beyond that. And like Robin and I have talked, then if I have talked, and it's like when you're trying to build an empire or something positive, something always happens. There's always one, when you're rowing in the boat, there's always one person in the back drilling a hole in it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody want to make you float. Somebody want to try to drown you anyway. So do you think, when you look at, you know, 4 days ago, 55 million views, that's a lot of people watching that. It depends on how many people didn't watch it more than once.
I mean, not all of them liked the video. But right. The thing is, they've watched it. And by watching it, it's giving you an opinion. It's giving people a topic to talk about, to discuss. But it's also a sign. Yeah, I mean, I don't care how you look at it. The video might have, the graphics and all the stuff in the video, whoever put the video together, whatever, spent a whole lot of money on that. Mm-hmm. But message that it delivers, it's like, I gave them a pass for being a gay artist with the Old Town Road stuff. This I cannot let pass. His music will never be played in my house. My kids will never listen to that shit. Ever.
So that's how it's
way beyond being artistic. And he tried to make, I'm not going to say light of the situation, but he's like, there's no difference between what he did in the TV show Lucifer. And his wife was like, yo, my wife watches that all the time. I don't even watch that show. Mm. And that's simply because I have the common sense to know the powers at hand. Look at everything that's being perpetuated on TV now. I remember a time, I'm giving away my age here, but I remember a time when TV, you know, it went off at a certain time of night, didn't come back on until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I remember when you couldn't curse on TV. I remember when there was no gay scenes and all that other stuff on TV. Everybody, I mean, that's nothing new. You know, that whole lifestyle is nothing new. But it was behind closed doors. Now it's thrust into the forefront to where it's getting, shit, look at it. They're even going after Pepe Le Pew now. You know, the whole sexual harassment, the whole, not knocking the weed smokers, but, you know, the legalization of drugs. It's a whole bunch of stuff now that's playing all into everything that's come out of the Bible. It's nothing but a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah. That's all it is.
An agenda.
So you're either going to feed into it or you're going to do something to change it. Everybody on this call right now is a game changer. Everybody is a positive force. Everybody's a force in their own right. And everybody has the power to change the way things are perpetuated.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yep. That's right.
We're being desensitized. That's what's happening. You know, we're being desensitized. You know, when you see a certain scenario,
I've been desensitized for years, but I'm also a visionary. You know what I mean? I've seen decapitated. You know, growing up in Harlem and everything else, I've seen decapitated bodies. I've seen stuff that's totally unspeakable. But I didn't get to the point to where it doesn't affect me or it doesn't, you know, you don't want your kids growing up in a certain environment. You know, it's a whole lot of things that play into that. I mean, even to go as far as relationships and marriages, there's no real substance now. You don't like somebody, you know what, we're going to get rid of them. You know, and then it's on to the next one. On to the next one.
What you got to look at, you have a lot of black men, strong black men that are in film and stuff, have dressed up as a woman, as a female, have showed.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Have showed.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to look
that's
at.
The master.
Yeah.
That's attacking the whole masculinity there. That's
masculinity,
what that is.
Yep. And then you got the role
reversal. We're in a time right now in life where you can't tell the men from the women.
Yeah.
I mean, real talk. That's just the way it is.
Barbara Mason came out with that song back in the, 70s?
Years ago.
Somebody beat my time? Yeah. Somebody
exactly.
beat my time. Yeah. She sang about that a long, long time ago. Now look at what you got.
Oh yeah.
A lot of stuff
is premonition. Was it war? There's one of the songs, I can't think of what song it is off the top of my head. But everything that was said then is actually going on now. I mean, it was going on then too. You know, pre-60s, 70s, stuff like that. And everything is coming to fruition now. Nothing happens by circumstances. Some people just have the vision to see the future, to know what's going to happen before it happens. You know, a lot of people look at them and say, yo, they crazy. And then the shit turns around and happens. Who's the crazy one? The one with the open mind or the one, like, I'm a real believer in God. You know what I mean? I may not be in church every Sunday. I may not pray like I should, but I do pray every day. I pray over my kids every day. And it's the silence. And then it's all the stuff that's going
well,
on
then if you
in
pray
the,
every
you
day
know,
with
inside
your kids,
the church,
you
me,
praying
you know, the
like
pimps
you
in the pulpit.
You understand? When you pray, it don't matter if you sitting, standing, riding, or whatever you're doing, laying. As long
Absolutely.
As you're talking with God, that's all it takes. See, some
people
have
God
tried
is
to
everywhere.
Put in your mind.
And that's the God's
honest
truth.
They try to put in your mind that you have to be in a certain position when you're praying, but that's not true. No matter where you're at, you could talk to God at all times because that's what prayer is, communicating with your Father.
Yep. I used to walk by the ocean and stuff down here in Florida. And that was the best time for me to pray because it was like the wide open space. No, it's
you
just
nature.
The conversation between
nature.
Me and God. Exactly. But it was a connection there. And it's
I told
crazy because when
eat.
I would do it, yeah. I mean, there would always be signs where dolphins would roll up on me and stuff like that. And it was, you know, it was beautiful.
That's because you walked with Jesus, too. I told everybody that before on this show. Walked with Jesus. You got dolphins coming at you and seagulls flying around you and everything. Yeah. I was being funny.
Nah, the shit is you're being funny, but it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's real.
You know something, man? You know, have you ever noticed this before? Now, I pay attention to a lot of stuff. I might not act like it, but I pay attention and I watch everything. You ever notice, like, some people that could come around, there are people that come around you. And, like, let's just say you got a pet. For some odd reason, your dog has never snapped off on anybody before. But this one
yep.
particular person, every time they come around, your dogs go absolutely crazy.
Absolutely.
Animals can sense what we can't sense. And since we're dealing
animals
with
and children.
Individuals,
animals
energy,
and children,
they feel their energy. You know, I know I've seen times where my wife will come home from work and I knew something had happened with her at work because, like, the dog would run, the fish be on one side of the fish tank, and I'm sitting there like, man, what the world going on? Because her energy is just the energy. And a lot of us, we feel this energy when we're around people who has an opposing energy or a negative energy, but most of the time we don't pay it any attention because we don't know what it is. A lot of us don't recognize.
Complacent. It's being complacent. I've had friends murdered, like seriously murdered, and we'd be somewhere, or you go to an event or something, and when I, you know, I'd be like, yo, it's time to move, it's time to roll.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
To this day, I will not sit with my back to a door.
Yeah, I'm like,
you know,
that too.
It's just a certain energy that you feel from
me. Yeah, I'm like that too.
And if they don't, I always tell people, if I'm with somebody and I don't introduce you, there's a reason.
All right, let's do this real
quick.
Because
their energy isn't right.
That's right. Hold that thought a minute, EZT. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Hilltop. Let's do this real quick, Robin. Let everybody know where they can follow you and on social media.
You can follow me everywhere at Robin Lynn Maben, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere. And my favorite place, Cash App, $ Robin Lynn.
I knew that was coming.
All right. Mr. Coda from the DMV. Let everybody know where they can follow you at, brother.
Y'all can find me on Instagram, Coda Soda, KHOTASODA, Coda Soda.
Oh, yeah, an awesome interview you and Butch did on the television show last month, man. I checked y'all out.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate you too, man.
Good job. Miss Monique Songbird, where can I follow you at?
Monique Songbird, it's MONIQUESONGBYRD, Monique Songbird Harris. Please, like, type in Monique Songbird Harris, y'all, because somebody hacked my old page, and I can't get Facebook to take it down, so I'm in the process of doing it right now, but you can find me on Monique Songbird Harris on all social platforms.
All right, Miss Jennifer Edwards.
You can find me on Facebook under Jennifer Edwards, or you could go on Instagram. I think it's Destiny 06606. That's where I am. You can find me.
All right. Easy T.
On Facebook, Terrence Williams, parentheses Easy T, or Terrence Easy T Williams. I got two pages on there. You got the B-Squad fan page. You can find me on Instagram under DTEZT. Same thing on Twitter.
Big Brother Debo, DJ Debo.
Find me on Facebook at Debo Taylor, LDEBOTAYLOR-EL. Also on IG at Debo the Pro, DEBODAPRO. Right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And that'll be it. Just get with me. Smoke signal, drum, shoot me a kite, whatever.
All right. Miss Jackie Lady J.
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, IG, all of that under Jackie Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.
Mr. Uncle Gemini.
He told me to tell you, Floyd, because he ain't talking to you right now, that you can find him on the Uncle Gemini, a Gemini Face Off ENT on YouTube, Twitter, IG, Facebook, Gemini, G-Y-M-I-N-I.
All right. And the one and only DJ GQ.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, up under Harold Thompson, 99.9 WJCB, Evansville, Indiana, right here on the Hilltop. And I also got the 4 o'clock gospel show. I guess I was trying to get in that conversation a while ago, but When you come back, Sean, I got some things I want to say about that. What y'all was talking about a while ago.
Oh, okay. We'll be right back after this song with DJ GQ, yo. Natalia, right? Thompson, that's DJ GQ's niece. I am
here
live on the hilltop. Go ahead, DJ GQ. You want to add your comment on this little Nas thing?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. It's a spiritual thing, man. It's not what is being seen. It's a spiritual thing, man. If you notice in the Bible, God, the book tell you in Revelation that the mark of the beast is coming. So you have, either way, you have to take, that's what we living in right now. The beast is coming. I'm just being honest with you. And it's for real. But right now, this stuff that he's doing in the spiritual realm, the devil got him locked. I'm telling you, he got him locked. And all we can do is just pray for him. I'm just telling you, this is straight up. We got to keep all our stuff in prayer, man, because the world is coming to an end, and it says in the Bible. That's all I can tell you.
Revelation.
And that's in Revelation.
Right. It's real talk right there. Yep. Anybody else want to add any more to it? Anybody?
And I'm gonna say one more thing, y'all. Us as men, we need to get checked out, man. Go to the doctor. I agree with Sean 100%. I got congestion heart failure. I take my medicine every day. So I can bounce and tell you what Sean is telling you is true. So get yourself checked out, man. For real.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all I want to say, Sean, to all that other stuff, that Jesus is real, the Bible is real, and if you read it, you will see the signs of the times. And,
that's right.
You know, just
right.
No matter what's going on in this world, you just keep your faith and your focus
that's
on
it.
What is the truth, and that is Jesus.
That's right. I agree with you 100%, ma'am. I agree with you 100%.
All right. Anybody else? Well, again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I appreciate everybody that's online listening to the show all over the world. Back. And I know a lot of people said I came back too soon. But you only can be happy with where you want to be at. And this is where I wanted to be at from day one. And that's all I could think about at the time was being back on the radio with the fans, the listeners, and the family. So I appreciate everybody and with you guys showing me love while I was in the hospital and still continuing showing me love that's real. Because I learned a whole lot who's who when I was in the hospital. Real talk.
You had that time to think.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I appreciate
Welcome
everybody
back,
again. Bro. Next week, we got a lot of music to drop and break here on the Hilltop Radio Show with a lot of artists. Coda, Lady J, Monique Songbird. What's his name again? EZT?
Singapore Kane.
Singapore Kane. We got a lot of music to break next week right here on the show. And Danny Thompson, Thomas of Confunction. I'm sorry, y'all. Brain dead.
Right.
So we'll be right back. We got, I'm going to drop one more song real quick. This is, what's her name? Monique, $1.96. Yeah.
Reminisce
X. Right, we'll be right back.
$1.96. Just me and Roman from now until Sunday. My man is hungry, asking me to feed it some money. But I ain't got the bread, just the crumbs until payday. Splitting tenders when I'm splitting heads. Cash here looking at me with. Everybody giving me a stat. Like,
she broke. feelings sets in. I only depend on my friends, my mic and my pen. Broke like a goose, yes, joke, that ain't funny. I don't know about my money. I'm just trying to see how I'ma pay for this track. My cash looking whack, damn, I hope these niggas don't tax, cause
Reminisce X with $1.96 here on the hilltop. Something different, something funky. I like that jam by this young lady up there in South Bend, Indiana. Yeah. All right. Bebo, you were on when she was on there, right?
Yeah, I remember. I remember because, you know, that to me, I would classify that as like a neo soul. That I like that, you know, because it reminds me like that. It just reminds me of the old Erykah Badu when she first came in game, and then she reminds me of Jill Scott. But her flow, the way she flows, reminds me of Ladybug from Diggable Planets.
Oh yeah,
but I like it. You know, I could vibe with that. I could ride with it.
Oh yeah. What about you, Jamess Jennifer?
It was smooth, very smooth. Okay, it was all right. It was good.
All right, Easy T. What do you think, bro? Easy T. Because he's fighting with the damn mute. But yeah. You think about DJ?
Yeah, you're right. I was fighting with the mute.
Yeah.
Awesome song. Awesome. It was awesome song.
It was awesome song.
What do you think, Easy T?
You're right. I was fighting with the mute. It was a laid back flow. The track was nice. You come on. Where did the concept come from?
Monique, do you remember where the concept came from?
Yeah, she was about to get on the bus, and she only had $1.96 to her name in her bank account, and she was trying to go through it. That's how she came about this.
Okay, I got it now.
Yep. $1.96. All right.
That will probably be stuck in my head the entire night.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What's up? $1.96.
I'm sure you're going to play it. Yeah, day. I'll get right to El Devo. Go play the number tomorrow up there in Delaware. $1.96. 196. Everybody go play the number tomorrow. 196.
You
gotta hit one of these states.
That's right. See, we got Connecticut, we got Delaware, we got Indiana, we got Maryland, the DMV. See, we got Florida. We got Georgia. Oh yeah.
North Carolina.
North Carolina twice. Yeah. And everybody out there listening, go play that number tomorrow. And if you hit, I want 10%.
You're going to get $1.96.
That's right. All right. Well, it's been a good night with you guys. I appreciate you guys. I love each and every one of you guys for being on tonight. And all everybody else out there listening, appreciate it. Still continue the prayers. I still got a long road to go. But
yes, sir.
I'm going to take it one day at a time. I'm not rushing.
Right.
Don't call me on Wednesday talking about you doing the show Wednesday night, too.
Oh, no. No, just Monday right now. Yeah,
just lay back, so take your time, bro.
Oh, yeah. It's been fun. It's been real. It's good hearing everybody's voice. And, again, I'm back. That's right.
That's a good
And we're glad.
Yeah. So all you people that at radio stations, I'm back. That's right. Right. So you guys have a good, awesome night. Until next Monday night, peace and love. And continue prayer
love.
For and don't forget to continue praying for right, and don't forget to continue praying for DMX and his family, Can Go Kid and his family as well, Biz Markie
as well. Yeah.
And y'all get to keep praying for you too.
And anybody out there that may be going through something.
Yeah.
And we just pray that we all keep our mind right and focused on the right things.
Amen.
That's right. That's right, you guys. So everybody have a good, awesome night, and we out of here.
Okay. Love all of you.
All right.
All right.
All right. Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, DJ Sean. Welcome back, too.
Thank you, man. Bye. Have an awesome right. night.
I'm glad you're back because I know a little bit of how important it is to you, you know, to be back because I heard your comments earlier.
All right.
I'm glad to be back doing what you love.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.